What about this expression? Say if somebody's not going away from you, you say he's coming right. Or he's coming right toward. Okay. Or say if you just happen to meet somebody, a friend of yours, you hadn't seen in a long time, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for him, I just sort of ran
into him.
Sure, okay. Mm-hmm. Or say if a child is given the same name that her mother has, you'd say that the parents named the child
Kathy's mother.
Sure, okay. Have you ever kept any pets around the house?
Mm-hmm.
What have you had?
I've had rabbits, animals, dogs. I don't
want to
see this cat in my pig. I don't like cats.
Don't like cats? Why not?
I just don't like them. They get in my bed and you know, if you let them in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just don't see any cats. I have dogs. I had one that was partial to. And he went off on the way back. He went for him to me. Come back to my own. I know.
Hmm. Yeah, that's bad when you get kind of attached to them.
Yes, ma'am.
Something happens to them.
I left him here when I went to the hospital to be operated. I was not very young. When I come back, he met me at the door.
There?
Yeah. That's why I could creep and walk a little bit. He'll step by me, he'd make it.
There?
And so, he went off and didn't come back. I ain't really know.
I know what you mean. What would you call a dog that's not a pure breed, but he's just several different types? You mm-hmm. just call him an old...
Let me see
what you call it. You call it some. Mixed
breed?
Sure, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Heard one called a cur dog?
That's what I was trying to say.
A what?
A cur dog. Right. That's the kind that's all kind of breed.
All right. What would you say to a dog if you wanted him to get after another dog? You tell him to...
Get him.
Uh-huh, okay. Or if you might tell somebody about a dog, well, you better watch out for him. He might.
Right.
Sure. Because yesterday he...
Bit something.
If he's done that a lot, you say he's a lot of people. He's...
Bit a lot of people.
Right. Well, I was asking you about plowing with animals. Did your grandfather use mules or what did he use?
He used mules. He was on, you know, the boss man's place, but the man had mules. He used mules.
What would you call two of them together? You'd say you had
a pair.
Pair of mules. Did you ever use these great big animals that kind of look like bulls for plowing? They weren't bulls, but they were
oxen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have seen them.
What about this expression? Say if you've got a cow and she's expecting a calf, you say she's going to do what?
Drop the phone.
Right, okay. Have I heard people say she's going to freshen or come fresh?
Freshen.
How would they say that?
Well, I tell you what I always do that. I said she's soon going to come in. This one.
Come in. Come to the pail or something?
I just said come in to get in March or April.
All right. What about this expression? Say if talking about trying to ride a horse, you might say, well, if you couldn't stay on, you say I fell.
Fell off?
Uh-huh. Or say if a child woke up in the morning and he was on the floor, mm-hmm. you might say, well, during the night I must have...
Rolled out the bed.